It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show this morning here at KISS. Georgina Walker, celebrity psychic to the stars.
Georgina's going to do Talking Dead again today, where she contacts someone who's passed. How are you going, Georgina?
Really good. Really good. Glad to be back again. It goes so fast, the time.
I know. Well, Cassie is registered.
Oh, you're working so tough. One day a week.
A three-minute segment. No. Cassie wanted to contact someone who has passed. Good morning, Cassie.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Well. Thank you. Gigi's here. She just grabbed your name, and she grabbed, what else did you grab, Gigi?
The name of the person who passed, who was Brian, and that he was 31 when he passed, and he's been gone for about 6 years.
And that's all the information you gave Cassie, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, just checking in case she's full of shit.
Do you want me to leave now?
Go on, Georgina. What'd you get?
I got a ring immediately, and I thought, do you wear this person's ring? Because there was a strong connection associated with ring. And then I also heard sirens, and I felt there was police around this person's passing. There was a sense associated that they opted out, as in they had a choice quite quickly whether to fight what they were going through or to leave. And they told me that they would have only ever gone to 50 years, but they didn't say 50 years, they said half a century. And I thought, that's a bit strange. Did they like cricket? Well, I didn't know why there was a reference to half a century being made. They also showed me that someone has since had a tattoo on their body since they passed, in memory of them. Then I was shown the big brother printers, you know, like photocopies printers, and I didn't know if they had a brother or they actually worked in the printing industry. There was also a connection to New Zealand, and I didn't know if there was a sense that you had visited New Zealand or there was a talk about going to New Zealand, but the person definitely wanted you to know that you needed to lead what he called a normal life. And I mean, I know we never have anybody has a normal life, but it was really, really important that you went ahead on your journey, because as you go ahead on your journey, you live their life for them. So, you know, when you're joyous and when you're happy, they feel buoyant and they feel happy at the same time. But I felt that they should have, the message was they should have given you more flowers than you ever got, because maybe there was a sense was they were a bit of a tight ass. I'm sorry, but that's what I got. And it's like now they're trying to have a bargain with you of like, I really did care. I really was thinking about you, but it was a bit of a tight ass.
Oh, gee, you're funny. You know what? And they're very truth in dead when they're death.
They look back on things they could have improved on. Okay.
Okay, now, so Cassie.
Cassie, what would you like to say in response to that before we go through them all? Anything that stood out?
My stepdaughter was talking about going to New Zealand with her boyfriend, but it wasn't to do with me.
But it's still, it's around the family, yep.
Yeah. It's been a very turbulent few years and it's very hard, but you've got the nail on the head with some of that.
Who
is he to you?
My husband.
Right. Okay.
Oh, so, the ring, the Valentine, yes, okay. That all.
Okay. And the flowers and the tight arseness, what happened there? You were seem to be laughing and carrying on there. What was going on?
Because I was the tight ass, and we were trying so hard to save for a house and do everything, and I'd always tell him not to bother with anything like that, but then he's saying, obviously, that he should have.
And that was the whole aspect about the tight ass. Yeah. So only he would know that you were that way.
Oh, God.
Did anyone get a tattoo?
Yes, I did. And a few of our friends did.
He knows that. And so he knows about the New Zealand trip. So that's how that he's aware of what's going on.
And aware of what's going on now, right?
I hope that he is, because it's really hard. My stepdaughter's gone off the rails a bit and I don't know how to guide her, and I really need his help with that.
How old is she?
She is 18 from
they all go off the rails around 18.
Literally. She was in the accident with him when he passed.
Right, so she's finding it tough to be without her dad and that tough time and that tough age.
What about the police sirens at the passing? You mentioned an accident, so I'm assuming that makes sense as well.
He was killed by another driver on the road. He was on a motorbike with my stepdaughter, and the driver just pulled out in front of him, and he was not doing anything wrong.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, it was a bit hard.
Very hard. How long ago was this?
This was 6 years next month.
Oh, wow.
I was just a widow at 22, so it was pretty hard.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
And was he a practical joker? Georgina felt
absolutely.
A sense of that.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
The yelling out with the boo absolutely. And all that
carry
on.
Yeah, pop goes the whiz. Like, yeah. Oh, you give me a fright. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah, he was a very big joker. Very much so.
Do you ever feel, Cassie, do you ever feel him at home? Do you feel he's, you know, around or, you know, a lot of people, some people feel nothing when they lose someone. Other people feel
a presence.
That he's there or, you know, he might still be there.
Yeah, all the time. I used to, but now I've moved on and I've had children too. And I just got married last month to my new husband. But, I still feel him around. And I only just scattered his ashes back on his birthday in November. So it took me a long time to actually do that.
But you also remember he said life goes on and he wanted you to move forward. So you've done that. So that's a very, very positive situation.
Yeah.
The only other thing that, I mean, everything you've mentioned, Georgina, is all correct. But the photocopier or printer, you didn't mention anything about that.
My brother-in-law is working in IT.
Yeah, you said.
And he was always in competition with his older brother, They were always... Yeah, so it wasn't IT, but not necessarily printing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I just saw
IT and photocopy is a very different thing.
Yeah. Well, all I can do is go with the brother printer that I saw. So
you should ask him.
His brother.
Sorry, yes, the brother
could
printer.
Be
the brand.
We had issues with our printer all the time, and I used to get frustrated.
Oh, let's just forget about the printer and just bask in the glory of everything else.
I think
else.
It was just spirit just showing me that there was the brother because it was the brand of the printer.
Yeah, Georgina, you get those weird messages too. Like you noticed the logo,
but
you weren't sure whether it was the printer or the brother. You're not sure which one's it.
Yeah, they just showed me pictorial.
You think they'd be more clear in death, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it's.
Well, you would think so.
You would hope so, but as I'm a visual person, they will they try to get the message off as quickly as possible.
Right.
They'll show you a visual aspect.
Right.
You know, they always say a picture says 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So they'll show me a picture.
Can I ask separately to you, Cassie? Cassie, thanks. So that's it for you, honey. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Georgina, has anyone ever shown you a penis in the spirit world? Separately to this, obviously. Have you ever had a flash? Did anyone go, check this out or something like that?
I'm just trying to think.
I think you'd be pretty much remember.
Not actually a penis, but sometimes you get people talking about prostate cancer and they will go down to their groin, but they won't show me a penis. And usually at that age, you wouldn't want to see it in any case.
If you know, if I pass on and you're still alive.
Oh, God, I just see a red ball of fluff coming.
I'm going to just whack it out every now and then. Just so you know, that'll be me. Sorry, Cassie.
That'll be your call sign. I'll be waving a stick whilst that I'm here. Let's just hope it's firm.
Something to look forward to, Georgina.
What do you mean, hope it's firm?
Well, you did. We're glutes and limp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, thanks, Cassie.
Thanks, honey. Nice to talk to you. If you want to meet or see Georgina or have a reading from her, georginawalker.com is the website, or KISS, the website here at the radio station.
KISS1065.com.au. Thanks, Georgina.
Thanks, darling.
Thanks to Cassie, too. Bye.